Welcome to the Feed Your Soul Gospel Reflections Podcast, presented by Dynamic Catholic. Over the next several minutes, you will receive inspiration and encouragement we hope will meet you where you are and lead you to where God is calling you to be. For more great content like this, or to experience this program in video format, go to dynamiccatholic.com.
We're exploring the genius of the gospel, the genius of Jesus, the genius of Catholicism, and learning how to apply it to our lives a tiny little bit each day. I'm not going to read the reading today. Most days I read the reading, but the reading is a very, very, very long reading, and we're going to just talk about it. So, Jesus heals a blind man, and the people come to Jesus and said, "Who sinned? The blind man or his parents?" And they are essentially inferring, or actually they're just saying it straight out, that this man is blind because either he sinned or his parents sinned. And it's interesting that that kind of thought is still around. That kind of thought, oh, these bad things happen to you or them or whoever because they did something bad. And that's not how God operates. And Jesus said, no, it wasn't his sin and it wasn't the parents' sin. And he sets them straight. And then he's healed this blind man. And he says, okay, go and wash yourself and show yourself to the priest. And people are amazed. And then the Pharisees show up and they're like, well, A, it was the Sabbath. And B, like, we don't actually believe that this blind man was blind. We think this is a bit of a hoax. We think that, like, it's like a setup, like you took a person who wasn't blind and pretended they were blind and healed them so that you could convince people that you can make blind people see. Like, it's ridiculous, right? We just see this ridiculousness of the Pharisees coming out over and over again. But then where this very long reading culminates is in a discussion about spiritual blindness, which we all have, right? We have blind spots. One of the things that Jesus is constantly trying to do is to eliminate these blind spots, to eliminate our spiritual blindness. Very often we read a story in the Gospels, this one's about a blind man, we think, well, we can see, so, you know, it doesn't really know. Every reading applies to us deeply and personally. We all have blindness. And so today, let's think about, what is that blindness? What is it for you? Is it... Do you see your marriage as it really is? Do you see your spouse as he or she really is? Do you see your kids as they really are? Do you see your boss as he or she really is? Or do you dehumanize these people? Or do you just only look at the parts of these people that you want to look at and forget that they are whole people? And so today, let's ask Jesus to take away our spiritual blindness. Let that be our prayer. Lord, take the blindness from my eyes. Open my eyes. Give me greater spiritual insight. Give me greater spiritual awareness. Take away my spiritual blindness. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Remember, don't just be yourself. Be the very best version of yourself, all that God created you to be.
Thank you for listening. We hope this episode nourished your soul. For more great content like this, or to experience this program in video format, go to dynamiccatholic.com.